There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Wow her this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Night, Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio and live from Mickey Finn's in Libertyville, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Wolves are at home tonight at 7 and Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com today. The Bulls feeling okay heading into the All-Star break. Paul Gasol looked good last night, 18-10 against the Cavs. That's his 14th straight game with a double-double.
Things are going well. I'm glad that we won tonight, as you said, is a critical win. And I'm glad that I'm playing at this high level because it's... something to be proud of, and I just want to continue.
Yeah, 12 of those points came in the first quarter as well. The Bulls have the whole week off. They'll get back to work Friday in Auburn Hills against the Pistons. Jimmy Butler dealing with that shoulder injury. He's going to be out of the skills competition tomorrow night in New York. But as of now, he's going to try and play Sunday in the 64th annual NBA All-Star Game. Rising Stars game is tonight in Brooklyn. Niko Mirotić will play for the World Squad this evening. And Carmelo Anthony says he is very likely to shut it down for the season after the All-Star break. The Blackhawks hoping to end a two-game skid when they host the Devils tonight. Michael Roosevelt is out and Ben Smith is a scratch. Ryan Hartman, the local product from Dundee, will make his debut tonight for the Hawks. Corey Crawford's in net tonight. White Sox signed reliever Matt Albers to a minor league deal. He missed most of last year with a shoulder injury. Spent some time with the Astros, Red Sox, and Indians. And two rooftop owners are calling it a life-or-death situation. They filed a restraining order against the Cubs to keep them from building that jumbotron in right field. They were in court yesterday, hoping that a judge hears the case coming up on Wednesday. And Tim Jennings had arthroscopic surgery on his knee, although it shouldn't prevent him from missing any time going forward. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com today. And visit Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show to see the 2015 Highlander with seating up to 8. The Highlander provides room for all your family and your friends. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Indianapolis Marshall is on The Score.
I don't know what the reasoning is.
It's not racism.
It might not be, but I do know that some people's opinions might be based on that.
There's nothing from which to defend. They have been caught. It has been... They have not been accused. This is not in a court of law. This is not going to go to a court of law because it shouldn't. They cheated.
These kids.
It has been caught. No, you know what? how you teach these kids. Their coach says, I'm sorry.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Here's Rose splitting through and he scores.
I think he's starting confidence-wise to get that rhythm and trust his body.
Rose, with the hesitation dribble, goes all the way and scores. What a move. That'll do it. A very impressive victory here.
Bernstein.
This city sucks.
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Boers and Bernstein show from Mickey Finn's in Libertyville today with our favorite other Italian guy, Matty Infratteri.
That's right. Terry's I sounded off. Like you in that clip, jeez.
A little bit.
Good God.
That's not good
that's
for
terrible.
You.
Terrible, no.
And at 2:04, we go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com to welcome for the Chicago Tribune a guy you should be following at KCJ Hoop. He is Casey Johnson of the Chicago Tribune. He's in New York getting ready for all the All-Star festivities. What's up, KC?
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great today. Big statement game, big win last night for the Chicago Bulls. They really let the Cavaliers know that they're here to stay, right?
This is John Lucas III talking. I wrote in today's Tribune that the Bulls have authored similar moments in the past, obviously. Big regular season victories where they're shorthanded. It hasn't meant much in the long haul. They have no titles to show for it. I do think the way they won, though, with getting the kind of contributions they got from Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah, can be telling moving forward, because if you look at their success in the early part of the season, it's really been Pau Gasol and Jimmy Butler who have carried the Bulls for the early portions of the season. And now with Derrick starting to string games together, and Joakim, since that morning we were out in San Francisco before the Warriors game, where he said it's the best he's felt physically, those two guys have really, really been playing well of late.
You know what it looks like to me? We've saw some of these nights when it's funny that you mentioned JL3, that there were games against LeBron's Heat where you could see very early, like in the first quarter, in the way LeBron was reacting to situations, and then in the shots guys started to take, it was like, oh, okay. Oh, you're going to be this Bulls team tonight. Okay, you're all trying hard and screaming and jumping up and down. Okay. And that they just, like Barkley said at halftime, they started the All-Star break early. And it had the look of that to me, that Cleveland just didn't really want to bother.
Yeah.
Their shot selection was just ridiculous.
Yeah, they looked disinterested. There's no question about that. And, I talked to a couple of the beat writers I've known for a while who said that some of the players had quietly been grousing about playing the last game before the All-Star break for a few weeks. So it's a hard game to play. And it used to be to the point where there was two games the night before the All-Star. Now there's just the one. And it's a hard game to play. I mean, without overstating it, all those guys, the Cleveland charter left Chicago, went to Cleveland, dumped the team off, and then kept on going to New York. And they're up first thing this morning doing the media circuits and stuff. So it's just not a fun game to play. And, LeBron with the 8 turnovers definitely did not look as engaged as he can be. But I thought the Bulls defended him well, too. They made him go left a lot. They turned him into a jump shooter as much as they could. Obviously, he has the talent to make those. But, was a little bit under 50% last night. So, I mean, it was a good win. It doesn't mean anything in the long haul other than, saves the Cavs from winning the season series already and getting that tiebreaker in their pocket early. But it was certainly a good win for the Bulls.
No, it certainly was. And, I joke about it to start off our conversation. And you talk about LeBron not being engaged the entire game and the 8 turnovers, didn't look like himself, and yet he still finished with 31 for the game. And you talk about Derrick Rose, and he had 30 points. And I like the fact that the Bulls started with intensity. They kept it up through the entire game. So it was a good win from that aspect, that they didn't let up at home against a team that they're going to need to beat down the stretch. But as far as Derrick goes, talking about having the game come to him, having his game come to him, he said that after the game was over. I don't like that from Derrick. I want Derrick to walk on the court and impose his game on his opponents.
Well, I think he's starting to do that a little bit more of late, and I think it's been an odd season for Derrick, because obviously he's been so analyzed and scrutinized, and there's certainly been some defensive issues and obviously the fascination with the three-point shot and all that stuff. But, you know, it's sometimes you got to step back and just say what this guy is coming back from. And, you know, I heard you guys play the clip that Tom had when I was coming in. I mean, the guy has basically missed two NBA seasons. So this I know people don't want to hear it because he's a former MVP. And, you know, his decision to sit out that first season was so, you know, criticized by a lot of people. But this is a process. I mean, and he has now played 16 straight games, 27 of 28. And he's learning not only his own body and his own game now, but this is a different team that he's come back to. It's got more offensive options. It's got a low post threat, an isolation low post threat that does not run the court particularly well in Pau Gasol. So he is going to have to change his game a little bit. I think what you saw last night, to me, it jumped out, was that's about as athletic and as, you know, explosive as Derek has been going to the rim all season. And that is certainly a good sign moving forward. But if you look at these last two games, you know, two turnovers, both in the fourth quarter last night over two games, with the way he's scored and the way he's passed, I just think he's playing at a really, really high level going into the stretch run here.
Do you think Tom Thibodeau is any closer to finding solutions for the defensive issues that he has with certain 4-5 combinations? Because I know we saw Noah and Gasol out there together some, but we know with Noah down low where he is much happier and very clear about that and playing Gasol roaming up top. And I can live with some of that. They can do some of the triple post actions that they show. I'm very careful to see what Thibodeau is seeing on film, because you know that's all he's doing. And over this next 4 days is in 5 days is just watching everything to try to solve how he can figure out proper combinations offensively and defensively, specifically the 4 spot and the 5 spot.
Yeah, what he used to call the All-Star break, Camp Birdo. Now it's Camp Advocate Center, I guess. But
right.
You know what I'm going to be really interested to see, Dan, is you know, he is so loyal to veterans, and you saw it through Carlos's first 3.5 seasons, and then when it was pretty obvious that Carlos was going to get amnestied, and Carlos popped off that shoot-around in Sacramento, and then, you know, only played the first and the third quarters the rest of the season. Until that moment, he was incredibly loyal to Carlos Boozer. So you can already see how loyal he is being to Pau Gasol. All he talks about is the leadership and the championship experience and the work ethic and the practice habits. And look, I get all that. Pau's been, you know, he wasn't signed for his defense. He's been incredible offensively, you know, with the 14 straight double-doubles. But you know what I'm going to be really interested about is come playoff basketball. Who's to say Tom Thibodeau is not going to close with Joakim Noah and Taj Gibson? I mean,
right. This
is a guy who his entire career has been based on getting stops and coaching great defense. And as we all know, playoff basketball is a different animal. And I don't know if he's going to do that, and he certainly won't answer if you ask him or tell you if he's going to do that. But it's certainly, to me, in the realm of possibility. So whatever he says now, you got to take a little bit with a grain of salt. Because like you just said, I mean, there are times, I'm thinking as recently as that Orlando game, where, you know, they cannot get a stop at a critical time. And that's been what's defined this Bulls team over the years, is when they needed a stop, they got that lineup out there and they locked you down. And in that Orlando game, now I know it's just a regular season game, but
no,
those
but
guards,
that, but they got whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
They went wherever they wanted.
Yep.
And my worry then, let's say he does that, and you are up in a playoff series against Washington. They got those two big wildebeests that they're throwing at you in Nene and Gortat. Taj can't guard either one of those guys.
Right.
So at some point, you're going to have an answer for that, which is a particularly bad matchup for the Bulls. Just on paper, I don't like the way it sets up, whatever the choice may be. And like you say, the playoff basketball is going to come down to sometimes you're just up against the wrong team for you.
Yeah, and that was apparent last year, obviously, although Noah was basically playing on one leg, as we found out later. And, you know, I agree that Washington's a bad matchup. I think they've tailed off a little bit of late. And, you know, the regular season has a lot of twists and turns, ebbs and flows. Gortat hasn't played as great of late. But, yeah, that's a bad matchup for the Bulls. So it'll be interesting to see if the Bulls get them in the playoffs, how they play that.
Yeah, talking about the playoffs and the final 28 games to go for the regular season, what do you expect to see Tom do with the roster and rotation and minutes if the roster is healthy, completely healthy?
That's a great question, Matt. And actually, I think it's a really interesting point because here's the thing. I'm not a big Tony Snell fan.
Derrick Rose is.
Yeah, no, he is. Derrick knows a lot more about basketball than I do. But let me just say this. Whether or not you're a Tony Snell fan, the guy makes the defense respect him on the perimeter, number one. And number two, he's got defensive length. So this is going to be interesting because at a time when most teams start shortening their regular season rotation, let's say they come out of the break and everybody's healthy and Heinrich's coming back, the Bulls now have the option to broaden their rotation. And I think that they should because, you know, I'm actually a pretty big Heinrich fan and one of his few defenders. But, you know, defenses don't have to respect Kirk Heinrich anymore, and he's not an elite-level defender anymore. He's not a bad spot-minute defender. He's still got the aggressiveness and the toughness. He does, as Tom likes to say, make both units function better when he's on the floor, both defensively and offensively. But, you know, I think you're at a point now where you could actually broaden this rotation, and I think that that would actually be beneficial for the Bulls down the stretch. And then if you want to, you can shorten it maybe come playoff time. But Kirk Heinrich doesn't want to start at this point of his career. He wants to be a spot-minute guy. And so I think Snell's emergence gives you an option. You know, it's clear that McDermott's not going to crack the rotation this season. You need more from Mirotić down the stretch. But the rotation is going to be really, really intriguing as we close out this regular season.
And it's there's no sighting of McDermott anywhere. And even though this is a lottery pick that you traded up to get, and now it's becoming a little more divisive that he's sort of a point of contention, I'm told, with the guys who drafted him not so subtly wondering why he's not getting a chance. Has he been so bad in practice that he just hasn't earned the opportunity? Or is this like parents fighting and the kids caught in between?
Well, obviously we don't get to watch practice, so I can do go by what you're told. And look, he was in the rotation at the start of the season and didn't exactly run with it. Now, I'm not knocking the guy. Obviously, he had a short leash, but he had not played well even before that knee surgery. But to me, this goes back to all you needed to know about this equation was media day when Gar Forman was first up on the dais and you know, talked about how deep this team is and how they've addressed all their shooting needs and, you know, the great rookies and Mirotić and McDermott and how many options that this roster gives the Bulls. And then Tom got up there and you know, broke out the stat that I can't remember a championship team that had two rookies in the rotation. I mean, it was like SmackDown from day one, you know. It was like hilarious. So, you know, the bottom line is Mirotić is in the rotation, McDermott isn't. So you can quibble about it all you want. One rookie is in the rotation, and now you've got Snell, who's, you know, a management guy, second-year guy in the rotation as well. So, you know, I understand what you're talking about. I've heard some of the same stuff. But not everybody can play, and I do think ultimately McDermott will have a role on this team. I just don't think it'll be this season.
You know what I noticed about Mirotić, too, is somebody is successfully breaking him of his reflexive pump-faking habit. That yeah. when he first started, even unguarded, he was pump faking a ghost. I mean, just like something. I don't know if it was just the way he was brought up as a basketball player, but I'm looking like, dude, you're pump faking air. I don't know what you're
sometimes
doing
without the ball.
Right. So he at least they've gotten that out of him, and I got to give him credit that he is sneaky when it comes to his hands defensively.
Yes.
He's able to get his hand. He's able to slap it at passes. He's able to deflect. And I don't know if that is a learned skill or just something you can do. But even though he doesn't move his feet all that well, he makes the most of his defensive ability, anticipating with active hands. He's pretty good at that.
A lot of deflections, a little Korver-esque in that regard. Doesn't take charges like Kyle did. But, you know, not actually a great team defender yet because he's out of position a lot, but absolutely active hands and quite a few deflections. And look, he's got a little nasty in him too. You've seen it in stretches, not consistently, but he's definitely more physical than probably advertised. And, you know, this is a big transition for him. I don't think he's played great of late, obviously, but you can just see the skill level every time he's out on the court. He's just oozing with offensive skill. He's got a lot of different tricks in his arsenal, more than a shooter. I think he's going to be a really, really good player.
He also is the most European-looking European ever. I mean, it's seriously like an old-fashioned cartoon. Find me a Montenegrin big man who can shoot and make him look as Montenegrin as possible.
I'm going to try to get an interview with his beard tonight at the Rookie Challenge game.
I advise against that. Casey, thank you. Enjoy.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Casey Thanks, Johnson buddy. Of the Tribune. He's a good Twitter follow as well, at KCJ Hoops.
We need to come back. I want to talk more about McDermott as well. And I don't know if it's an aspect of him just having the inability to play at the NBA level at this point.
That's what I'm wondering.
Or is it Tom just being so rigid in the way he feels about using rookies and already being forced to use a rookie, and now the emergence of a second-year guy, and it's being sold to the media by Derrick Rose, and you know Gar Forman wants him out there, and Tony Snell. And I know how you feel about Tony Snell. So let's talk more about the Bulls when we come back, too.
Hey, you know, give Snell his credit. I mean, like KC, I'm not a huge fan.
Right. I know you're not.
But if you're going to keep knocking down shots, you're going to keep playing. If you're going to shoot like that, you're going to find your minutes out there. And he's been on a yo-yo with Thibodeau. That's the only thing that you don't – he's been so inconsistent that he's played well and he's been benched or he's played poorly and then he's gotten minutes. I'm not quite sure by what Thibodeau has been judging him, but it's possible that, like Jimmy Butler, Snell's gotten enough minutes and enough confidence that maybe the floor of his game, at the very least – you've elevated the floor. That maybe he's just he's not going to be spectacular.
Right, but that's why it's hard to know though with Thibodeau in charge, because we just don't know if he's just that bad in practice. You don't see the practices. You just don't know really what Tom's seeing in this guy, or it's just the fact that he just doesn't have the ability, or he does and Tom's just so rigid he won't allow it.
We're going to talk some football also at 3 o'clock with Greg Gabriel, the former pro personnel director of the Chicago Bears. He'll be here in person at Mickey Finn's on the Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. New York Knicks Carmelo Anthony is banged up and apparently is going to shut it down for the season, but not until after the All-Star game. He says, quote, "Even if I come out and play just a couple of minutes and just wave, I don't think the fans deserve to see me miss this game. They voted me in for a reason, so at least I can show them that I appreciate that by just participating in the game," end quote. What an amazing humanitarian. Even if he only comes out to wave? Why? So the fans can all say they saw the great Carmelo Anthony in person? I was there in 2015. He waved at me. You're a busted up Carmelo Anthony, not the Beatles circa 1964. You're going to come out hurt to wave at the fans? You mean sort of like Willis Reed limping back onto the floor for Game 7? Hey, listen, as long as you're ready for the start of training camp next year, do whatever you want. But this sounds like the most mellow thing ever. I'm Jim Rome.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412. 12.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble. Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.